What bothers me is some of the stuff the JMPD, in their fake enthusiasm, pun unintended, have removed from Josie, my Josie. Take, for instance, the number of herbs that are traded that solve all sorts of problems. Herbs that have kept families together, slay queens happy, insatiable men hooked, and the doctor away. Imagine how many men whose egos have been restored by herbalists that offer penile enlargements all over the city. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is an award-winning podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. Sometimes a good intention can go wrong, like telling your husband to go back to where he was just because he arrived in the wee hours of the morning. Or telling your wife that you went to the Cape Town Marathon and had a good start, only to realize when you wake up in Machalis that the race was cancelled. Or marrying a lawyer. An event took place in the central business district of the city of Johannesburg that, even though on the face of it, it is for good, the results may just go south.
The city of Johannesburg is cracking down on non-compliant traders in the inner city in an effort to enforce bylaws.
And this is on a pavement where people must walk. Bylaw enforcement, we are working. We are here in the morning and we are taking these things away.
The city of Johannesburg maintains that the permit registration drive is a progressive effort to formalize and regulate the informal trading sector.
Anyone who has lived in Johannesburg for the last 2 to 3 decades will attest to how this city has deteriorated from one great model to a world-class African city. Whereas back in the day, Johannesburg was the envy of many cities and towns all over the world. In the past 2 decades, it lost its fame and fortune. There was a time when those of us from townships surrounding Johannesburg would take a proper wash before we came to the city, especially if you came from Zola, Mdeni, Zondi, and especially White City. If you came from eastern townships like Tembisa, you would even go past the local hospital and take laxatives before you go into the city of Johannesburg. That was, of course, before billionaires from the northern suburbs turned the hospitals into pieces of excrement themselves. Did I just say that? But over the years, Joburg went to the dogs. This is not a reference to or a slight on anyone that Operation Dudula hates. It is certainly not a reflection on anyone from the frontline states. Today, the opposite is true. One has to take a deep and long shower after having been in the city. Sometimes, if you had parked your car long in the city, you may need to disinfect it. That is, if you found it in the first place. Joburg has been dirty, stinky, flea-ridden, and rodent-infested since the successive governments chose to ignore it in the past 30 years, concentrating mostly in other priorities like... No one can really tell what successive Joburg councils have been up to over the years. In fairness, these many councils have succeeded in giving Joburg an African face. Gone are the colonial street names like Brie, Market, Sour. We now have our artists and struggle heroes' names emblazoned on the pavements. Except half the time, you cannot see the street names because they're covered by litter or sewage flowing down our streets. A perfect metaphor of those who have governed this city over those years of decay. Now, no wonder they did not change Fox Street. They needed something to remind them of themselves. But things have changed. For the better, that is. In the past few months, there has been a revival of the city, driven by a movement called Josie, My Josie, and foxily appropriated by Mayor Dada Morero and his council. Bit by bit, parts of the city have been reclaimed, cleaned up, resecured, and given a facelift that today, if you went to Marshalltown, and that is not named after Marshall Dlamini, the Secretary General of the EFF, you will be amazed and pleasantly so. The streets are clean, the street lights are on, the traffic lights are working. Marshalltown is so renewed that even minibus taxis that drive through this area are uncharacteristically slower, less noisy, and even the drivers seem to have taken a bath themselves. Thus, of course, defying the moniker given to taxi drivers, abomakeza, which points to how most of them are known to washing under taps just to remove the eye residue that builds up overnight. But in the effort to keep Joburg clean and new, this week, the city went too far. At the beginning of this week, the city went on a rampage removing what it called illegal and unregistered traders. Members of the Joburg Metropolitan Police Department were seen leading the charge of removing wares of the affected traders. If you know as well as I do, you'd know that these JMPD officers were playing to the gallery. They have been the leading beneficiaries of the decay of Joburg, taking bribes from these informal traders and turning a blind eye while growing their girths beyond the issued uniforms. I find it hard to believe that these officers now want the traders gone. But this removal of traders is not good for Joburg, clean or not. Some of these traders are exactly why we've become a world-class African city. Take, for instance, the number of traders who sell apparel from clothes to shoes. With the death of our textile industry, these innovative traders have been the only incredible competition to online platforms that have taken the market by storm, like Temu. The traders on the pavements of Johannesburg have been importing branded apparel to our shores at a faster rate and much cheaper rate than the Temus of this world. But it is fake stuff, you say. As opposed to what? Who told you that Temu was the diamond walk of online shopping? They may not sell us fake Nikes, Pumas, and water-based fragrances like the guys downtown. But have you heard of clothes labeled extra large from Temu, and yet they cannot fit a kindergarten kid from Springs? And what about buttons that do not fit the holes? Or grey pants that are more black than they are grey? Or king-size linen that is clearly three-quarter? Or even Lacoste logos that are actually looking the other way? That said, that is not my biggest concern. Frankly, comparing fake Armani fragrances to undersized shoes of unknown brands is neither here nor there. The buyer does not look a gift horse in the mouth, especially if they thought they were buying a cheap polo shirt. What bothers me is some of the stuff the JMPD, in their fake enthusiasm, pun unintended, have removed from Josie, my Josie. Take, for instance, the number of herbs that are traded that solve all sorts of problems. Herbs that have kept families together, slay queens happy, insatiable men hooked, and the doctor away. For many, many years, Joburg and many other towns has attracted great herbalists that have become the heartbeat of the city. They have also stopped a whole lot of heartbeats in return for endowments beyond belief. Imagine how many men whose egos have been restored by herbalists that offer penile enlargements all over the city. It is no coincidence that one of the suppliers of this solution is someone who calls himself Dr. Newman. He sure has left many a new man happy out there. I cannot imagine how many men whose lives have been changed for the better by Dr. Newman and others, who gave them a new lease on life and extended their length. These men's egos have since had a royal climb up the summit, if you get the pun. I can only imagine how many women have been beneficiaries of the process. Gone are the days when men would blame yet another Kaiser Chiefs defeat for their nocturnal failures. Now men can whip out their anacondas in bed and perform like the new men that Dr. Newman has made them into. I can hear some of you already saying, "Oh God, I'm coming, Dr. Newman. Women, on the other hand, have had their benefits. Whereas the madams of the northern suburbs have taken fake sick leaves to travel to Turkey and Dubai to perform BBLs. From the streets of Joburg, many a sister has been lucky to take a sip or 20 of a slimy concoction from the reused brandy nip bottle, threw up for weeks on end on their way, growing hips and bums that are irresistible, especially to taxi drivers and construction workers who are never shy to acknowledge the new wares the sisters are wearing. Unlike Turkey and Dubai, the Joburg downtown BBLs are affordable and quick. No travel, and one can recover at home on the same day. All they have to do is take a taxi back to Soweto or Togoza, sitting on the edge of the seat, of course, because they are so wounded and numb. But all this is for a good cause. A classic case of putting your money where your ass is. In the process, many a brother is happy as they get to see good endowment of their women's goods, even though sometimes these bulges can be uneven and droopy. But a good man knows never to look a good behind in the crack. That would make one a bummer. Another one of these offerings that had been threatened by the over-eager cleanup is that cheap, quick, and pain-free abortion offered by the herbalists on our pavements. This is the one informal business that has achieved a lot over the years. It has taken women out of the misery of caring to delivery the children we did not want after testing our enlarged newmans. It has saved Africa from the scourge of overpopulation, which we cannot afford. And it has given a commercial challenge to the big institutions like Mary Stopes. Isn't that the beauty of a free market? As a person who has been dumped so many times before, I cannot take for granted the promise of getting back a lost lover. Although I must confess, some of them should stay lost. There are other herbalists in this city who have delivered priceless happiness to men and women who lost their lovers by returning them back home. These lovers would have disappeared in the warmth of an enlarged bum or to a promise of a lengthy and an enlarged third leg. But with the intervention of the Josie herbalists, this wanderer finds their path home where their true love is. Those that are not so lucky to get their lovers back or to grow their hips or backside one size or two bigger or to carry their phalluses with extended pride have another opportunity. They can buy another concoction that delivers the riches of the lotto. A little cut to the wrist or a brief prick of the enema can sway the lotto operators to pick your numbers, and before you say I blew it, you could be a millionaire that buys everyone clothes, a car, and a Hennessy. It is not always about herbs and the snake oils. The streets of Johannesburg was also famous for selling the foods my people swear by, like the antiretroviral African potato that former President Thabo Mbeki and his former health minister Manto Tshabalala Msimang used to swear by. Remember those days when people contracted HIV, but at least died healthy. The traders of Johannesburg also sold tree roots that at one bite would make hitmen immune from being shot by their enemies. These are the same roots that one Uber driver recently told me that have made the bodyguards of Lieutenant General Mkhwanazi unshootable. Why would you remove this magic from our streets? You know how many rogue policemen and fake businessmen it would please if you did that? So yes, Joburg is cleaner now, but at what cost? Can we afford Metro Police officers without their source of cool drink? A taxi driver without his long dong? A sleigh queen with a chest flatter than the N1? And a bunch of luckless people who can rarely use a windfall? My answer is no. In fixing the demise of the city, we could very well be cutting our manhoods to spite our bosoms. And how do they expect some of the traders to be registered and verified? Who is going to test their products? How are they expected to perform proof of concept? Do they come parade the brothers from George Koch Men's Hostel who, on their arrival in Johannesburg, no one gave them a second look and now they're the kings of the Royal Hotel? Do they ask the sisters to bare their chests and bottoms to show how everything that once was imaginary is now standing firm and bouncy? Do they have to demonstrate how a guy from Orange Farm moved from rags to riches and quickly back to riches? Would it please you for JMPD officers to shoot at the Nkabis that took a bite from the tree root just to prove that it can turn one into Phunyuka Bemphete ongadubuleki? So dear Dada Morero, don't be a dodo. It is one thing to claim victories that do not belong to you. But for crying out loud, do not mess up with things that have kept our people large, rotund, busty, and lucky for long. Let my people grow, whether on their chest, hips, busts, briefs, or wallets. That, sir, is what your party once falsely promised as a better life for all. Thank you very much for being part of this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Do not forget to subscribe. I repeat, do not forget to subscribe and comment about your views on this episode and the previous ones. While at it, make a stop in the city and see how it has been restored to its former morning glory. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.